Now, there is an issue that's being raised, and it's an issue we've talked about a lot. The availability, first of all, of rural GPs or GPs in rural Ireland, the shortage of them, the lack of availability of GPs to take on practices that are being let go by retired GPs. And also, we have the situation of the out-of-hours service for Cork and Kerry South Dock. Issues have arisen in relation to regulations with the Medical Council, which may be putting a stopper on GPs being hired. With me, the line to talk about this is Fianna Fáil Councillor Norma Moriarty, who's raising the issue. Norma, good morning to you.
Good morning, Doreen. Good morning to all your listeners.
What's the nature of the problem here?
The nature of the problem is that it was brought to my attention that a doctor who was going to come in and do a roster, a three, possibly six-month roster with South Dock, was informed that his entry into the country would be delayed because his certification couldn't be provided, and therefore his AWS, which is an atypical work visa, would not be issued. And this obviously is you know, troubling, because there is no doubt in the world about it. Without those doctors who come in and supplement the South Dock service, the entire service would completely collapse. They're absolutely crucial to the smooth running of it. And any delay in somebody coming in and taking up a roster, it's almost like a relay system that often happens. And any such delay means that somebody will have left before the new person to take the baton up has come in, and therefore gaps will emerge. And we could very well be back in a situation where somebody rings for South Dock at 12 o'clock at night in Carhardaniel or in Banskillig or in Valentia Island, and they'd be told, no, you can't go either to Waterville or Castleen, where the South Dock would normally be set up, and they won't come to you. You will in fact have to go to Killarney to actually be seen by somebody. Now, that's an untenable situation for the people of South West Kerry. And this is being replicated in other parts of the country as well, because this issuing of the visas and its conflation with the certifications is causing these gaps, is causing these problems. So both the Department of Justice and the Medical Council are each saying the problem is not theirs, and they seem to be looking over the fence and pointing the finger at the person.
And this is an immigration, because these doctors, a lot of them come from South Africa or countries outside the EU. Is that part of the issue here in terms of their registration?
It is. It's not. I mean, if these were, you know, European doctors, obviously that wouldn't, because you've freedom of movement and work and all the rest of it. So that wouldn't be an issue there. So these are doctors who come from states outside the European Union. They require a work visa. They have to be registered. And the registration with the Medical Council is a requirement for all doctors practicing in Ireland, Irish, non-Irish, it doesn't matter. You have to have an annual registration. No issue in the world with that. But it's the ability to access the registering process that is one of the issues here. I was led to believe that the portal to submit all of your documentation was normally opened up to 3 months prior to you requiring your certification. And we're basically being told that no, it'll be opened at the last week in June. So somebody coming in, we say the first week in July, they can apply the last week in June. If everything goes well, It'll be relatively smooth, but it could, in some instances, take up to 8 weeks to get that registration started.
So if it can take up to 8 weeks, the question would be then, why are they only opening it a week before they need it?
Precisely.
To be able to practice.
And why are they suggesting that this is all... Look, because this is what I'm being told as well, that they've made no change to their system, but that's not what I'm hearing. Because, you know, I've seen documentation where it refers to a temporary suspension. And anecdotally, I've been told that registering opportunity would have been open up to 3 months prior, which would make sense given that you have to verify the documentation. Obviously, these things
and it's important. It must be done right, because you want to make sure the person is properly qualified before they start practicing on people here in Ireland.
Completely. And nobody wants, you know, anything, you know, untoward happening or something falling between the, you know, cracks or whatever it might be. So yes, thorough, rigorous certification process, that's in everybody's interest. But can we please have, you know, the ability to access that? Something has gone awry somewhere here. And I really don't mind, you know, I'm not even interested in using the word blame. I simply want solutions. So I would be calling on all parties to sort this out and sort it out as quickly as possible, because we cannot be in a position where people who have been recruited and who want to come to the country are being stymied, because they could very well be diverted elsewhere in the meantime as well. It's so difficult to find qualified, competent, willing people to come and work in our service. To put anything in their way is madness.
Okay, we contacted the Medical Council in response to this issue, and they said doctors wishing to continue practice in Ireland must renew their registration with the Medical Council each year in accordance with legislation. The registration year, as you've talked about, Councillor Moriarty, runs from the 1st of July to the 30th of June each year. There is no delay in this year's annual retention process, and the system for renewing registration is to go live in approximately 1 week. Once registration is renewed, a doctor could download their certificate at any point during the year from their online portal. To clarify, all currently registered doctors' registration will run until at least the 30th of June or the 1st of July 2023, meaning all doctors seeking to renew the registration are safely covered until then. If a doctor requires assistance prior to the retention process opening for visa purposes, they should contact the Medical Council and a letter can be issued verifying the doctor is currently in the register and eligible to renew registration in the coming weeks. For doctors who are applying for the first time registration, they must go through a number of stages before being eligible to practice medicine. This varies depending on where they received their primary qualification, their internship, whether or not they have a recognised specialist qualification. A doctor may be required to complete a recognised English language exam, have their qualifications verified, undertake Medical Council's Pres 2 exam or alternative recognised exam to examine medical knowledge, and another exam known as the Pres 3 exam, which is a technical skills based exam. A doctor must also provide certificate of good standing from the medical regulator in the country where they're working on to prove there's no outstanding investigations or open complaints about them in that jurisdiction. These are all important steps in ensuring that patients are protected. First time registrations can occur at any time of the year. Doctors applying for the first time are strongly advised not to accept job offers until their registration has been approved. So first timers looking to come in, a lot of hurdles to jump, it sounds like.
It is, and look, we know, for example, with our Ukrainian residents, some of whom have medical degrees and medical qualifications who wish to be recognised by the Irish Medical Council. They're actually in the midst of that process at the moment. I know one particular doctor who's a resident in Castlebean who's about to undertake her English language examination. So they're all systems that are there, they're in place, they're, as I said, rigorous. There's quite a lot to go through, but they're put in place, I think, I would say, for good reason, and I wouldn't gainsay any of that. But there would also be a cohort of doctors who would be long established and long practicing, who would previously have worked here, but it might have been more than 12 months since they worked here. So that annual registration would be out of date, and therefore they just want to re-register. There'd be a record of them having previously worked here. There would be, already, if you like, an established understanding of the level of their qualifications and so on. So you'd be hopeful that they would be processed relatively quickly. And it's in that context, I suppose, it's that type of individual that has fallen at this particular hurdle.
This particular person from South Africa, this particular doctor?
Yes.
Looking
to come back to work with South Doc again, having been here more than 12 months ago, and very anxious to come here and to get going. But, I listened carefully to your answer there, Gerry, and the portal, there was a little bit of ambiguity there, because to me they didn't say that this portal was always only open at this time of the year, but they said it's about to be opened now, and at reference. So to me, I do think there's an issue around the opening of this portal and this process commencing. So maybe I'm wrong, you know, the Medical Council might come back and clarify that, but irrespective, it needs to open as quickly as possible, and whatever resources they require, they should be given those resources.
Because either way, any sort of a delay, any sort of a you know, I won't say messing around with it, any sort of an extra hurdle for anyone looking to come work here, given the situation we're in with our out of hours and our general GP practices, we just don't need it. We need things to be done as efficiently as possible while maintaining safety.
Absolutely. I mean, talk about an area where it is like they're as rare as hen's teeth now, GPs willing to come and work in rural practices. And this is an Irish issue, but it's actually an international issue as well. So it actually is completely and utterly counterproductive to those currently working in the service who depend so heavily on this roster of doctors who come in. Our local GPs are we all know they're all terribly overworked, and they desperately need the support and the help they get from this team of South Dock doctors who come in and bolster the service that they can give. And we, as the people who rely on that, absolutely need it as well. So it makes no sense to put these impediments in place. And to be fair, you know, you cannot practice medicine unless you are certified. So, okay, yes, we have the issue of the visa, but it does seem that the certification process is the key one here. Because even if we had a visa granted to somebody and they were currently present in the country, they could not legally practice unless that certification was in place. So our focus should be on making sure whatever is needed to get the certification process up and running as quickly as possible, that is done, and it's done immediately.
Okay, all right, we're going to leave it there. That's Councillor Norma Moriarty there of Fianna Fáil. If you have a view on what she had to say on that particular issue and that problem, we want to hear from you on the programme.